But on this first day of lockdown in the UK, it's good to gather as a community to pray with and for one another. We're going to be using our prayer script for our Tuesday today, our midday prayers, and I invite you to join along with me as we pray for ourselves, for this world and for the community. As you can see, I'm sitting in the church, and it's weird to be in here on my own, but I trust that God's presence will be uniting us and binding us. For those of you who don't know my living situation, I'm worried that I'm breaking lockdown to be in church. My back garden leads into the church, so it's good to be here. And we're at 12 now, and so let's take a moment, and then we'll begin to pray. I thought I'd share a little poem before we pray, which was been sent to me a few times and thought it would be quite apt. It's by John O'Donohue. This is the time to be slow. Lie low to the wall until the better weather passes. Try as best you can not to let the wire brush of doubt scrape from your heart all sense of yourself and your hesitant light. If you remain generous, time will come good, and you will find your feet again on fresh pastures of promise, where the air will be kind and blushed with beginning. We pray. In the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and mercy, and to commit the day afresh to his guidance and upholding. In the busy rush of this day, we pause and wait, thankful for your coming ever anew by your Spirit. Be born afresh in our lives with the promise that you will never leave until we see you face to face, and promise is embraced by the perfection of your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for different ways to communicate. We thank you for a sun-soaked day. We thank you for the support of one another. And we thank you for the good news that you are with us in all circumstances. And in you we have hope. Hope of life, love, and victory. We thank you for all that this day will bring. Our minds become filled with the thoughts and actions of our morning's activity, and our hearts clouded by the fears and hopes of those we carry on our hearts. So we forget to pray, becoming imprisoned by the present, and begin to lose our way. Forgive us, Lord, and set our feet once more in the path of prayer with our hearts set on pilgrimage. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our readings this afternoon are found in Psalm 146 and then Colossians 1 verses 9 to 14. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation today. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoner. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners amongst us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord. And now Colossians 1, verses 9 to 14. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so that you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we continue now from our daily prayers. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves one another has fulfilled the law. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is. How it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably as in the day, not in revelling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. We pray for this world now. We pray for those with whom we have spoken or whose circumstances have captured our hearts and prayers. We pray for all that the remainder of this day promises. We pray for our world, church, and circle of friends and family. We pray for our health service. We pray for those rushing to make equipment for them. We pray for all of those who are supporting them, all those who remain at home as they rush off to do a constant and necessary work. We pray for those who are alone today, those who are missing friends and family, those who need to hear your voice, God. And we say together, we pray for the light to shine in the darkest places of our world, bringing the hope of the kingdom of Christ where fear reigns and lives most broken. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. And so, may we be ready for your coming, with lamps lit, ears ready to hear your call, and hearts aflame with love for you. Amen.